Hello everyone, I'm Andrew Dr. Cockrum's sidekick and I would like to share this information by Dr. K. Fairchild. We were designed to live from the inside out. We were brought here to live by our inner Christ life, the one life. Many believe the Bible is what governs them, but unless we know that the truth was first written upon our hearts and minds, we will be led externally rather than internally. What we need is for the word slash truth, which is written within us, to take up conception and be quickened or made alive unto us. Otherwise, we will never see the importance of living from within. In Galatians, it refers to truth being formed in us. That, of course, is the ministry of our spirit. No matter how much Bible reading and studying a person does, and I love scripture, if it is not quickened within, we could memorize the whole book and only be stuck in the letter of the word, which Paul said is death. How do we transfer ourselves from dead letter reading into true heart awareness, conception, and quickening? It can be done through a couple of words which many people are afraid of: meditation and contemplation. As we turn within, desiring conception and quickening, and knowing that the truth is already written upon our hearts, awareness, and mind, Christ mind, the truth will be revealed and unveiled. We are living in such a time where revelation is being unsealed at such an exponential rate that it is difficult to keep up with at times. This is partly due to living in the age of enlightenment. If people could get their minds off of end-time happenings that were never written to us in the first place, they could begin seeing clearly. True repentance, drawing thoughts from spirit, would bring about a radical change in the awareness of people all over the planet. People would truly live from the designed Father intended for all to live from. Our heart awareness would transmute from external to internal, from earthly to heavenly, from natural to spiritual, from mortal to immortal, from death to life. We would live from the inner expressed through the outer.